Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning are Jinya Anachinko and Mike Littman of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. They're here to talk about an event going on tomorrow from noon to four at the Japonski Island Boathouse. They're calling it All Treasures Wet and Salty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in this morning. So can you tell me what is going on tomorrow at the boathouse?
Sure. The event tomorrow is to talk, touch, and play with all kinds of maritime treasures that we have in our boathouse. We have not huge, but a growing collection of maritime artifacts, and we would like to invite general public and especially children to come and play with it. So if you have a child, 6 years plus, or maybe very smart 5-year-old, you are very welcome to join us. And what will be happening is your young pirate will get a treasure map and follow the clues inside and around the boathouse, and hopefully will be able to decipher a very special message and come back and claim his or her treasure from the treasure chest. Meantime, hopefully your young pirate will learn something about what is maritime heritage all about and what is maritime treasure. Does it have to be gold or can it be something else? For adults, we have a number of interesting objects and photographs inside the Japonski boathouse, and we're hoping to have it as a dialogue between the society and the people in the community, because I think if you're sitting right now in your kitchen or maybe on your boat, if you look around, the chances are you will see a maritime object around you which is either very special for you or maybe very special for us, with some connection to history of Sitka and maybe history of Southeast. And if this is the case, we would like to know more about your collections too. So this is a chance for us to show what we have and chance for the community to come and share what they have.
And can you tell me what is the history of the boathouse? You've been working on it quite a bit over the last 10 years. Can you tell me what that process has been like as well?
Well, the boathouse was built as part of the military base on Japonski Island back before World War II. And after the war, it was used to maintain the shore boats, the fleet of boats that ferried Sitkans between Sitka and Mount Edgecombe. When the bridge was built, the boathouse fell into disrepair and it was on the verge of being torn down when a few people formed the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society with the object of saving it. And Rebecca Paulson was instrumental in arranging to have the land transferred from the Department of Education to the city of Sitka. And the city in turn leases the property around the boathouse to the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society for $1 a year. And our task is to renovate it and put it back into use as a working boat haul out and boathouse. And so that's what we're doing.
We have very exciting vision too. The idea for the boathouse, once it's prepared and ready to be operational, is to be hands-on educational boat facility and maritime facility. So we envision boat building classes, the wooden boat repairing classes, sailing classes and camps, all kinds of hands-on educational things. It's crucial, I think, for us and for many people who know something about the boats, to start working on preserving the skill of working on a wooden boat. There are so many new materials coming in that this very important skill, which had this community and many other maritime communities of Pacific Northwest sailing for hundreds of years, is actually kind of going away. So it's time to be working on it actively, preserving it.
And you said that you're asking Sitkans to come out on Saturday and bring their own maritime treasures, but you know the boathouse also houses some treasures of your own, and as well as a collection of photographs. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
We have a collection of different things, really. It ranges from maritime instruments, navigational instruments, to boat building tools. And I think Mike can tell more about the boat building tools.
Right. We're collecting, in the process of collecting, a complete set of woodworking and boat building tools, both stationary machinery like bandsaws, planers, and table saws, to hand tools. And people have been very generous to us, and we've received some old hand tools and stationary tools. A lot of them need some work to put them back into use, but it's coming together.
And you also mentioned that you've received this museum database
going
to help you preserve some of this.
Thank you so much. That's actually one of the things we're celebrating with this event. Is the society received a grant from Museums Alaska, which allowed us to purchase a computer in the museum database, which is a great place for us to put information about our objects in. And you know, the beauty of this database is that it has a field which allows you to put in information, even audio and video files related to your objects. And eventually this information could even go online. So it's a great step for us to connect our collections with the general public. And that's what we're celebrating in part tomorrow.
And is there anything else we should touch on before we sign off this morning? Anything?
I'd like to mention that we will also have on display some historic photographs, photos depicting different boats and events in Sitka and Southwest Alaska maritime history. And we would like to invite people to come over to look at them. We hope that there are great stories and memories about different events and photographs in this community, and we really, really, really want to hear those stories.
All right.
Maybe one thing I want to mention is you can learn more about this event on our Facebook page, or if you have any questions, you can call 980-2426, and it's 907 Irigot.
All right. Well, I've been speaking with Jenya Enichinko and Mike Littman of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. They are here to talk about an event happening tomorrow at the Japonski Island Boathouse. It's called All Treasures Wet and Salty. You can find out more about that on their Facebook page, and we'll have this interview posted on our website later today. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.